Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Today is Thursday, December 8th, or January 8th. I'm Megan Lynch. It may not look like it from the front, but around back, the demolition of the old Millennium Hotel downtown is taking shape.
You can actually peer into parts of the hotel from the now exposed backside of it as the side facing I-44 completely ripped open by demolition crews. And you can even see where some bathrooms were, where some hallways were, and even the backside of the tower, the first three floors all the way down to the back bottom floor are completely open air at this point right now because they have been entirely ripped off. Now, going further up than that, nothing has been done to the main tower so far. And in fact, the smaller second tower, not all too much has been done either. But the smaller structure on the back half is a complete pile of rubble right now. And for the main tower, a lot of the backside of it is exposed at this point. In downtown St. Louis, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
An endangered silver advisory in St. Louis County. Police say 77-year-old Edgar Lee Clower walked away from a health and rehab facility on Redmond Road early this morning. Clower's a 5'5", 105-pound, bald black man with brown eyes. He was wearing a gray hoodie and blue jeans. Clower has a goatee and mustache. Police say he suffers from several mental challenges. Main Street business owners, workers, and residents don't want to see their local tourism department changed, an idea floated by St. Charles Mayor Dan Borgmeyer.
Two business owners say tourism is not just promotion, it's planning, expertise, relationships, and continuity.
This is why the message for Main Street is clear and unified. The city of St. Charles needs a strong, independent tourism department, and it needs a dedicated director of tourism at the CVB. Tourism deserves professional leadership.
When marketing and event coordination are stable, I can plan for staffing and ordering and hours with confidence. When communication is unclear and accountability is fuzzy, small businesses absorb the cost immediately.
Mayor Dan Borgmeyer has not made any official decision. That will be taken up next Tuesday at the work session. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
People, not politicians, collected more than 305,000 signatures to force a statewide vote on Missouri Republicans' gerrymandered congressional map. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins wouldn't verify a third of them. Hoskins says the rejected signatures were collected before he approved the form of the petition. A case is currently pending in Cole County Court over which signatures to count. 110,000 signatures spread among six of Missouri's eight congressional districts are needed to put the redistricting plan on a statewide ballot. The new map was designed to eliminate one of two House seats held by Democrats. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is talking to social media to warn of the dangers of two products sold in convenience stores and gas stations.
Particularly 7OH. The evidence is very clear there. And I've had people reach out to me directly, some very prominent people who said their child was clean and sober for some time period and then walked into a store and bought this product and now is back in rehab.
Hanaway also names Kratom as another unregulated product that's sold without any regulation. Missouri taxpayers will see several changes this season. Tips and overtime pay are no longer taxed. Seniors 65 and older can claim an extra deduction. Stacey Engel with the IRS tells MissouriNet there's also a new form included on the standard 1040.
One good thing is if folks electronic file, that software will automatically create that form for you and fill it out. Electronic filing is the fastest, safest, and most effective way to file your tax return.
Engel says choosing electronic filing with direct deposit can speed up refunds, typically in 21 days or less. Kirkwood native Nikki Glaser preparing to host her second straight Golden Globes Award ceremony. It's coming up Sunday night. On ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, the comedian told the host she understands the pressure she's up against.
You know, the stakes are high, but it's like, if I kill it again, like, I know the only thing this leads to is just hosting it again. And
right.
That's, you know, like, that's what's at stake, and I want to.
From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, the Missouri Lottery says someone who purchased a Mega Millions ticket for Tuesday night's drawing is the winner of a $3 million prize. The winning ticket was sold at the Walmart store in High Ridge. The lottery says the built-in multiplier helped with that specific payout. The ticket holder has until July 5th to claim the $3 million.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.